afternoon, friends. We're still in the fields today. I don't know if you can see Slemish here in the background. Beautiful backdrop for today's devotional. The harvest here is being brought in, but if you notice just up to my left here, there's a little bit here just at the edge of the field that hasn't been reaped or hasn't been winnowed. And that reminds me of the Old Testament Levitical law that whenever the Jewish people were bringing their harvest in from the fields, bringing in the wheat, bringing in the grain, they were to leave a perimeter right round the edge for the stranger, for the widow, for the fatherless, for the foreigner, so that they could gather a little bit for themselves. But you know, in the book of Ruth, Boaz, who is a picture or a type of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, had an eye of love towards Ruth, who was an outsider. She was a Gentile. She was being brought in. That just shows Christ's love for the sinner. And as Ruth came to glean the fields and to gather around the perimeter, Boaz says to some of the servants, whenever you're bringing in the sheaves and you're gathering big handfuls together of the choicest and finest grain, Ruth 2:16, let also fall some handfuls of purpose for her. So as Ruth was gathering and gleaning in the fields, these big handfuls of grain were falling. And it looked like the servants of Boaz were so clumsy, but this was happening on purpose. She didn't understand it, but it was all working together for her good. And you are kinsman redeemer, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in his providence and in his plan, looks with an eye of favor and love toward his church. And he sees that there are handfuls of blessing that fall on purpose for us. It might look to us like strange providence. It might even look like an accident. But God sees to it that he provides for all of our need. And we have to keep an eye to the shepherd, an eye to our Savior, and an eye to the fields. And as we glean, and as we seek to honor and walk with God, we will find that there are handfuls of purpose that fall in our pathway. And it's all according to the sovereign plan of God. He provides for all of our need. He goes exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He goes far beyond the dictates of the law for his people. He doesn't just have us gleaning on the edge of the field, getting the least and getting the leftovers. But the Lord sees to his people with love and compassion that we receive the very best from the hand of our Savior and from the hand of our God. It's a little bit like Romans 8 and verse 28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. God does nothing by accident. Our Savior does all things well. He does the things in life on purpose for his people, for his glory, for our benefit, and for our good. And by, from eternity's perspective, we will look back at our life of service in this earth, and you will say there were things that happened. I didn't understand why they were happening, but they happened on purpose. And they happened for me, for my good, for my benefit. And it was all orchestrated and planned by the hand of a loving Redeemer. Don't live beneath your privileges, Christian. Don't be content with the leftovers. Don't be content just to glean in the edge. But enter into the heart of the kingdom and press deeper into the heart of God, and the plan and purpose of God for your life, his purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour, that God may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Jesus Christ is a wonderful Redeemer. He's in control, and he's got good things planned for his people. Let's keep an eye towards him and recognize his purposes in our lives. Thank you for listening. See you next time.